viciamo afurakanu afurait kaitnut, ine ye ma'a keruda, medinde kwesi ra nehmpata akan. Greetings to all afurakanu afurait kaitnut, meaning Africans, black people. Today is ma'a kerude. My name is Kwesi Ra Nehmpata Akan. In the depths of enslavement, there are those who recognize the necessity to liberate and the path to liberation. We have taken notice of the failed paths and strategies and the basis of their failure. We are thus engaged in the process of liberation, taking the proper paths and exposing and eliminating the pseudo paths, pseudo beliefs, and pseudo strategies, which are nothing but paths of re-entry into enslavement for our posterity if we were to be neglectful. The Adwini, the mind of the enslaved, can only embrace enslavement and propound rationales for the perpetuation of enslavement. Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut, Africans, black people, born under the cultural and political domination of the Achiwadiefo, the spirits of disorder, the whites and their offspring, our enemies, are born into a structure which grooms us to accept enslavement and domination as a perverse ordinance of life. Until we make the conscious, deliberate effort to reject all of the whites and their offspring, all of them, their culture and their pseudo-false religions, our thoughts, intentions and actions will manifest an enslaved Adwini, an enslaved mind, which further shackles the sunsun, the spirit, and its inherent motive power, which actually carries the force and consciousness to liberate us. The absence of a deliberate act of mental and spiritual purification causes our people to succumb to the idiotic belief that engaging the electoral process of our absolute enemies, the whites and their offspring, is an act of intelligence on some level. It is time for us to liberate ourselves from this idiotic notion. On the plantations of enslavement, the so-called master comes out of the house and onto the field to congregate the so-called slaves. The so-called master commands them to gather together for an important announcement. This Achiwadiefo, this spirit of disorder, this perverse criminal, our white enemy, tells us that he has come to realize that we are not happy on the plantations, that some of us have even considered escape, revolt, establishing independent settlements of our own, and will no longer submit to being raped, our children raped, our children molested, will no longer submit to being murdered, maimed, tortured, forced to work to death, dismembered, poisoned, branded, having our babies murdered, maimed, and tortured in front of us, having our babies, wives, husbands, brothers, sisters, cousins, friends, sold off to other plantations, having our genitals cut off, feet cut off, hands cut off, breasts cut off in front of our wives, husbands, children, families, having our unborn babies cut out of our women's wombs and stomped to death by the white slaver for all of us to see. Because the white enemy, the so-called slave master, realizes that some of us are desirous of freedom and are preparing for it at any cost, he states that he has come up with the best, most viable solution to make us whole. He declares that he's going to hold an election. He declares that the enslaved on the plantation will have the opportunity to vote for who will be the next so-called slave master. This should solve our problems. This should fulfill our hopes. This will bring change to our lives. We need not seek to escape the plantation. We need not seek to kill the slave master, his family, and his staff, and burn down the plantation. This is not necessary because the answer to our problems, the answer to slavery, is a new slave master that we choose, and the current so-called slave master will tell us who we can choose. We now have a golden opportunity, an opportunity that has never been afforded any slaves in the history of America. The slave master says that we can either choose to vote for his wife, his mulatto son, or his brother. His wife, his son, his brother. These are the quote-unquote choices, the choices that he, the slave master, has afforded us. The intelligent Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, will leave the meeting more resolved than ever to carry out their plans to liberate themselves and kill the so-called slave master and all of his relatives and staff. The dumb-ass niggas will leave the meeting and prepare to cast a ballot on the plantation for quote-unquote change. The insanity of the quote-unquote proposition of the slave master is apparent on every level. The fact that he tells the enslaved that he has come up with a solution to their problems is a lie. He only seeks to keep them perpetually enslaved. The fact that he proposes an election is a lie. No slave master will place the destruction of the entire slave system in the hands of the enslaved to be effected simply by casting a ballot. This same slave master who would rather torture, maim, murder, and rape you than allow you to escape the plantation, and if you do escape, he will send a search party out to capture you, return you, and punish you severely. He will never offer you the chance to participate in an election unless he has already programmed you to quote-unquote elect the one he has chosen for you. The fact that he claims to offer a solution that will serve to fulfill our hopes and bring change is a lie. The only hopes that sensible Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, intelligent Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut on the plantation have is that they will be able to kill the so-called slave master, kill his wife, kill his children, kill his staff, burn down the plantation, and establish a nation of their own, 100% Afurakani, Afurai Kaitnut, free and independent, self-governing and secure in its sovereignty. These are the only intelligent hopes that the enslaved have for change. Any hopes or desires beyond these are the manufactured perverse hopes and desires programmed into the Ajweni, the mind of an enslaved spirit, manufactured and programmed by the slave master for the slave. The fact that the so-called slave master claims that he is giving us a choice is again a lie. Choices are not given to free people. Choices are created and taken by free people. The fact that the so-called slave master has given as your choice his own wife, his own mulatto son, and his own brother demonstrates that his only desire is for you to have a new slave master. The wife of the slave master is his partner in your enslavement. The brother of the slave master is his partner in your enslavement. The mulatto son of the slave master is his partner in your enslavement. This has always been the case. It will always be the case until we make them extinct. The intelligent Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut on the plantation recognize the purpose of the so-called election. The perpetuation of slavery with the full pseudo-conscious participation of the enslaved, now malfunctioning as agents of their own destruction. The slave-minded Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut are fools. They accept the announcement of an election on the plantation for a new slave master on the plantation as an opportunity for advancement as slaves on the plantation. They have accepted slavery as a perverse ordinance of life. They see it as natural. The notion that it is wholly unnatural to live under the spiritual, mental, social, political, and economic domination of our absolute enemies has escaped them. Because it has escaped them, they have no desire to effect escape from the plantation and effect the destruction of the plantation any longer. They have accepted the position of perpetual slaves, forced on them by the Achiwadiefo, the spirits of disorder, the whites and their offspring, our absolute enemies. Imagine slave-minded Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, walking around for weeks on the plantation wearing buttons representing their so-called candidate. Imagine the enslaved on the plantation in between being raped and beaten by the slave master, campaigning for the slave master's wife, the slave master's mulatto son, or the slave master's brother. Imagine the enslaved standing in line for hours on the plantation to cast a ballot for quote-unquote change as the slave master, his mulatto son, his wife, and his brother sit in the big house together amused as they observe the enslaved dropping ballots in a box. Imagine the enslaved being stupid enough to believe that the slave master is actually going to count the ballots that are cast. Imagine the enslaved being stupid enough to believe that the slave master, who tortures them daily, who has imprisoned them for life, for generations past, present, and desirably future, is someone to be trusted to count their votes, while at the same time the enslaved being stupid enough to believe that their votes have any value even if they were counted, although they will not be. Imagine the slave-minded Afura Kanu Afurai Kaitnut being warned by the intelligent Afura Kanu Afurai Kaitnut that their votes mean nothing, for the outcome of the pseudo-election on the plantation was determined by the slave master the very day that he came up with the idea of having an election. Imagine that once this truth is transmitted to the slave-minded Afura Kanu Afurai Kaitnut by the intelligent Afura Kanu Afurai Kaitnut, imagine the slave-minded rejecting this truth and encouraging other enslaved to stand in line and vote for quote-unquote change on the plantation. Imagine the slave-minded Afura Kanu Afurai Kaitnut believing that the slave master would never create such an election scheme to manipulate the enslaved. Imagine the enslaved being encouraged by the intelligent Afura Kanu Afurai Kaitnut that the only intelligent action for us on the plantation is to put all of our energy into destroying slavery and the enslaver, and imagine the enslaved rejecting this truth outright in favor of believing that the slave master's electoral process is designed to bring freedom and equality on the plantation. Imagine the slave-minded Afura Kanu Afurai Kaitnut on the plantation being stupid enough to believe that all they need to do is protest and hold the slave master quote-unquote accountable on the plantation in order to gain equality on the plantation, while rejecting the truth given to them by the intelligent Afura Kanu Afurai Kaitnut that desiring equality on the plantation is a betrayal of their own self-hatred. The truth that the only way to hold the slave master accountable is through force, that the only accountability of any value is waging war against the whites and their offspring and eliminating them as a threat completely. Imagine the slave-minded being foolish enough to reject the truth of these statements in order to act out their deeply seated fear of the whites and their offspring by praying that quote-unquote God shows them how the election is truly a divine intervention. Imagine the intelligent Afura Kanu Afurai Kaitnut demonstrating the reality that the supreme being Inyamewa Inyame, the great mother and the great father, has no interest in the lives of the whites and their offspring at all, and no interest in their pseudo-electoral process. The supreme being is only interested in us, and thus directs us to realign with divine order, and only then will we receive the orderly infusion of consciousness and energy to effect our liberation and the destruction of the whites and their offspring. Imagine the enslaved rejecting this reality in order to pray to the fake God forced on them by the white enslaver, imploring the fake God to help their quote-unquote candidate win the election. Imagine a contingent of the enslaved who purported to be supporters of the liberation movement being sucked into the idiocy of the plantation campaign, wearing buttons on the plantation, carrying banners, on the plantation and foolishly seeking to rationalize their acquiescence to the slave master and the stupidity of the slave-minded Afurakanu, Afurite Kaitnut, as a unique and ingenious quote-unquote strategy towards liberation. Imagine the intelligent, awakened Afurakanu, Afurite Kaitnut, reminding such pseudo-nationalists that this so-called quote-unquote strategy they are employing was fashioned by the slave master for them before they were born and given to them when they became of age. For the slave master has always understood that a certain percentage of the pseudo-nationalists and the pseudo-revolutionaries have a deeply seated fear of the whites and their offspring and a perverse desire for white acceptance, and therefore seek a face-saving quote-unquote strategy that allows them to acquiesce to the slave master without appearing to have rejected the liberation movement. It is therefore a foregone conclusion that whenever such a quote-unquote strategy is provided to such pseudo-nationalists and pseudo-revolutionaries by the slave master, such individuals will rush to embrace it without fail. Imagine the pseudo-nationalist, the pseudo-revolutionary on the plantation decrying the truth of these statements while he is standing in line on the plantation, waiting to cast his ballot on the plantation for the slave master's mulatto son, while the slave master's mulatto son sits in the big house with his white father, his white father's wife, and white uncle, waiting for the pseudo-election to be over so that they can collect all of the ballots, throw them in the trash, and announce the quote-unquote winner of the election to the enslaved masses, the winner who was actually pre-selected years in advance to be the new slave master to take over the reins of control on the plantation this year. Imagine the slave master's mulatto son campaigning on the plantation, telling the enslaved that there are no blacks on the plantation, no whites on the plantation, but only Americans on the plantation, that we should unite, black and white, as one people and one nation and work together. Afterwards, he exits the field and goes back into the big house to repose with his white father, leaving the enslaved to their oppression, to beatings, rape, torture, forced labor, and early death. Imagine the slave-minded Afurakanu, Afurite Kaitnut, cheering the announcement of the slave master's mulatto son as the so-called winner. Imagine the pseudo-nationalist and pseudo-spiritualist claiming that the ancestors of Africa and the deities of Africa have intervened in the so-called election. Imagine intelligent Afurakanu, Afurite Kaitnut informing these fools that the Nananum Nsamanfo and Abosom, the Egungund and Orisha, the Kuvito and Vodou, the Mmuo and Arusi, the venerable ancestresses and ancestors of Afuraka, Afurite Kaet, and the goddesses and gods, the spirit forces of nature, absolutely hate the whites and their offspring, and will never intervene in the affairs of the plantation until awakened Afurakanu, Afurite Kaitnut, are ready to liberate, and that intervention will be one of revolution and resolution. Imagine the intelligent Afurakanu, Afurite Kaitnut, showing the slave-minded the successful model of liberation that has been used by other Afurakanu, Afurite Kaitnut to free themselves from their enslavers in their lifetimes. The model that the intelligent Afurakanu, Afurite Kaitnut are employing as well, which will lead to their success. The only model of freedom supported by the Nananom Nsamanfo and Abosom, the ancestresses and ancestors and the goddesses and gods. Imagine the slave-minded Afurakanu, Afurite Kaitnut, rejecting the evidence of successful liberation movements because they have allowed the slave master to crush their innate propensity to be free from slavery. Imagine the intelligent Afurakanu, Afurite Kaitnut, successfully freeing some of their group from the plantation, sending some back to Afuraka, Afurite Kaet, while others remain behind to effect the complete destruction and eradication of the white slaver and slavery once and for all. Imagine the slave-minded Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, recognizing the success of these liberation actions, yet opting to stand in line on the plantation and vote. Imagine the perpetuation of their enslavement, sealed for another century, all according to the so-called slave master's plans. Imagine such a state of affairs on the plantation. There is no need for imagination. America has never ceased being a plantation for Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut. It will not cease to be so until the so-called slave master is exterminated. Until this reality is consciously embraced by Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, the perpetuation of slavery will continue. The slave-minded Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut in America believe in the electoral process of the whites and their offspring, because the slave-minded Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut in America never stopped worshiping the so-called slave master after having been conditioned to do so. They have faith in the whites and their offspring because of the enslavement of their adwene, their collective mind. They foolishly believe that quote-unquote God has intervened in this electoral season because they have foolishly held on to the false notion of the divine given to them by the whites and their offspring. The slave-minded Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut hate themselves and therefore act against their own best interests and the best interests of all Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut at the behest of the whites and their offspring. This is their motivation for casting a ballot. Barack Obama, the son of his white mother and the cousin of Dick Cheney, is a willing agent of the whites and their offspring. The mulatto has always been deployed, during and after enslavement, to control the thinking of the enslaved masses of Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut. On the plantation, he was sired to become the co-regent of the white plantation owner, his father. He was brought into being to serve the interests of the whites, while the blacks would be conditioned to foolishly see him as a messianic figure who understood their suffering. The idiocy of this notion rests foundationally in the fact that there is no such thing as a messiah. There never has been and never will be. This corrupt philosophical weapon has been ingrained into the adwene, the mind of enslaved Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut for centuries, as a method of control. Just as the mulatto was produced on the plantation and used effectively as a slave master and de facto plantation owner to the detriment of all blacks who remained on the plantation, so was Barack Obama brought into being, raised up and forced on Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut in America to perpetuate the enslavement of our adwene, our collective mind, and to stamp out any desire for true revolution, resolution, true liberation, Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut self-governance and sovereignty. The American government has bled what they consider the potential brain trust of Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut for decades, heightening such activity before, during, and after the independence movements on the continent. The dominant criminal empire always seeks to remove the young heirs to the throne of their vassal states, have them trained in the schools of the dominant criminal empire so that they may go back and rule their people under the guidance of the dominant criminal empire. The whites and their offspring in America funded the importation of young intellectuals from Kenya in order to train them up to be self-hating slaves, marry them off to white females in America, and produce mulatto children who would grow up to be agents of their white benefactors and thus white world domination. Barack Obama Sr. was one of these young Kenyan intellectuals. Barack Obama Jr. is the product of this project. When John Kennedy declared that a black man would be president in the next century, it was not a belief. It was the enunciation of a well-structured policy initiative. The Kennedy family participated in the bleeding of the brain trust of Afuraka, Afurait Kaet, decades ago. Today, the last of the Kennedy brothers places his support behind the quote-unquote black man that John spoke about decades ago. His quote-unquote black man as president is Barack Obama. He was birthed and reared by his white mother and shaped by Zbigniew Brzezinski to take a prominent position in the country, on this national plantation, and most importantly, to illegally occupy a prominent position in the national adwini, the collective mind of the Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut. His role is to perpetuate our spiritual, mental, social, political, and economic enslavement, and he does so enthusiastically, as all of our enemies do. As long as you are not self-governing, you are enslaved. Through Obama, you will never seek to be self-governing. You will be lulled back into the coma which allows the true minority, the whites and their offspring, to perpetuate their rule over you. The white world domination cult had its rearing in the Western Hemisphere through the perverse institution of slavery. The heirs to that legacy control the country with their mulatto offspring as principals. The slave-minded Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut today, like their counterparts on the plantation of past generations, will rationalize the quote-unquote decision to vote. They will foolishly say that their ancestors died for that right. The awakened Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut will say that only the foolish amongst our relatives died for that fake right, while the Nananom Nsamanfo, our honorable ancestresses and ancestors, died while killing the white enemy. They were among the millions over the centuries who escaped from the plantations. They were among those who gave their lives to truly free their people and wage war against the whites. They were among those who established independent settlements, cities, villages, nations all over America, which lasted throughout the era of physical enslavement. They are those Akufo, warriors and warrioresses, that are never written about, for their truestory, which is written in our spirits, is the most powerful reminder to us that we have the capacity to free ourselves in our lifetimes. The slave-minded pseudo-nationalist, who in past years intelligently articulated the manipulative nature of the electoral process, who articulated how the black vote has never been counted, who articulated how foolish it is for Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut, to stand in line, believing, having a deep and abiding idiotic faith, that the whites and their offspring counted our votes as we cast ballots for Senate races, congressional races, gubernatorial races, presidential races. This slave-minded pseudo-nationalist, who in past years proved that the desire to vote our way to quote-unquote equality was merely a veil for the fear that the enslaved held for the slaver and a betrayal of their impotence in the face of that fear. This slave-minded pseudo-nationalist, pseudo-revolutionary, has now revealed himself and herself. His eyes have glossed over as he declares his support for Obama. Her eyes have glossed over as she passes out bumper stickers, sends out emails, holds rallies for political organizing, and quote-unquote getting out the vote. The pseudo-nationalist, the pseudo-revolutionary, the so-called socialist has displayed his and her selective amnesia, couching his and her slave-minded behavior as a demonstration of that ingenious quote-unquote strategy which was actually given to them by the whites. The slave-minded so-called traditional African priests and priestesses, so-called traditional healers, have lied and continue to lie on the Abosom, the Orisha, the Vodou, the Arusi, the goddesses and gods, the spirit forces of nature. They have stated that the deities are with Obama, that this is divine intervention. take note today of their false divinations, which will come back to haunt them. They are no different than the fool at the mosque calling Obama a messiah, the fool at the church calling Obama a savior, the fool in the Hebrew temple, the Rasta temple, the Hindu ashram, the black Vedanta or Buddhist temple, and the other pseudo-comedic, pseudo-new age, pseudo-spiritualist organizations in the black community who seek a perverse, pseudo-metaphysical explanation for the ascendancy of Obama. Nyamewa and Nyame, Mawu and Lisa, Komosu and Chukwu, Katieleo and Kolotiolo, the Great Mother and the Great Father, the Supreme Being, the Abosun, the Orisha, the Vodou, Arusi, the Children of the Supreme Being, the Nananom Nsamanfo, the Egungun, the Kuvita, Muo, the spiritually cultivated ancestresses and ancestors of Afuraka, Afurait Kaet, do not support the lies, the schemes of the Achiwadie folk. They do not support Obama. They do not support the pseudo-electoral process of the Achiwadie folk. They do not support our enemies. They do not support disorder. They are not dependent on working within the schemes of the Achiwadie folk. They are not impotent. They have laid out a path of complete liberation for Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnu. Those who followed that path during enslavement freed themselves in their lifetimes. Those who rejected that path remained on the plantations for centuries. The same is true today. Awakened Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut are not messianic nationalists. We are those who recognize our position, our condition, our true story, our people's true historical mistakes, the proper path that we must take, and have committed to taking that path, and are on that path. You may have been raised all of your life watching your parents, grandparents, and other relatives develop diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease because of bad dietary decisions, because they obeyed the enemy instead of their own akra, their own soul, their own divine consciousness. Yet at some point, you listen to your akra, your ori, your soul, the divine consciousness dwelling within your spirit. You decide that you will reject their bad decisions and the bad dietary practices that have led to our demise generation after generation. You will thus restore health. You may have been raised all of your life on a plantation, watching your parents, grandparents, and other relatives suffer and die under the domination of the whites and their offspring. At some point, you listen to your akra, your ori, your soul, your divine consciousness. You decide that you will reject acquiescence to slavery and wage war against the white slaver. You may have been raised all of your life watching misguided nationalists and pseudo-revolutionaries stalemate themselves and our people through embracing the idiocy of operational unity, a pseudo-philosophical scheme fashioned by the whites and their offspring themselves and given to misguided Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut to perpetuate our stagnation. At some point, you listen to your akra, your ori, your soul, your divine consciousness. You decide that you will be uncompromising in your rejection and repudiation of the Achiwadie folk, their culture, and false religions, for the complete rejection of disorder is absolutely prerequisite for our alignment with Nyamewa Nyame. Only adherence to Nokware, to truth, will birth our collective unity. The slave-minded Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut, who desire to remain slave-minded, will die slave-minded. The pseudo-revolutionary nationalist Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut, who desire to perpetuate their foolish rationalizations, will die pseudo-revolutionaries. The pseudo-spiritualist Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut, who desire to pervert the truth of the Abosom and Nananom Nsamanfo, will die pseudo-spiritualists. But the sincere Afura Kanu Afurite Kaitnut, who desire to awaken, who aspire to fully realize their innate value, these Afura Kanu Afurite Kaitnut are no longer slaves, are not pseudo-revolutionary nationalists, are not pseudo-spiritualists, but are Akumfo, Afura Kani warriors, Afurite Kaitnut warrioresses, whose identity as such is literal and not figurative. Akumfo, the choice has never been more clear. Niggers, nationalists, and Obama have betrayed their desire to rationalize and perpetuate the slave system and are poised to be consumed in the system. However, Ahofadi, Afura Kani, Afurite Kaitnut liberation, our ancestrally inherited birthright, is on the horizon. Our time is now. We got next. Medinde kwesi ra nehempata akan. Ine ye ma'al keru da.